Hello?
Coma?
Yeah, Mazel Tov. Last night was the Zohar. So Wednesday night is the
Zohar.
You could come in?
I have to speak to Tati because I have a rival with someone. And he told me that he's going to pass on our role. He could pick up Esther.
So okay, one second. Efraim?
Yeah.
Hello, Theo.
Yeah.
Mazda. Shem Yosef. Shem Yosef. Shalom Aleichem. Mazda. All right, it's coming for the vert?
Yeah,
it's Shem. All right, I'll see you later. Okay. Who are you staying by over there?
What?
Who are you staying by in Lakewood?
Lakewood? I'm not in Lakewood.
Oh, you're in Camp Yeshiva. I mixed up the days. All right, see you later. I'll speak to you then.
Yeah.
Call to his daddy. Hello, Mr. Yo?
Yeah.
What's that? Mazel Tov. How's everything?
You
said, remember you told me when to call you. I said 1 o'clock. I'm ready to call you. And then you called.
Right. I knew you're probably going to be ready for your home.
Yeah. Yeah. What's doing?
Baruch.
How's everything day in camp?
Great.
How are you learning?
Good.
Learning good?
Yeah.
Did you get any of my lettuce?
What?
Did you get my suntan lotion?
No.
No?
No.
I left it by Reich. Probably didn't see it. I left it hanging on his door. He wasn't home. I wanted to bring it to his son. He didn't give it to you.
Yeah, he went into the city 2 days ago.
Who?
Right.
He's coming back?
I don't know. He probably don't come back yet.
Ah. This was like a week before Tisha B'Av. I'll find out what happened. I'll have to call him.
Okay.
I'll find out. What's doing there?
Baruch Hashem.
So you going to be able to come home?
I got a Rebbe is going in.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, 1 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And I asked him if he has room.
Yeah.
He said he's going to have a 13-year-old girl in the back.
Yeah.
If it's up to you, if you don't want that I sit with the same, the back seat with her, then I can go. If not, then I can't go.
Oh, it's no problem. Just her's going to be there.
What?
Just she's going to be there.
Right.
Okay, so you put a piece of bag in the middle, and that's all.
Right, and then there's going to be the people in the front. And I asked him, Esther asked me if he could pick her up.
Yeah.
So he said he could pick her up if she weighs, on the roll or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then she could sit in between the girl and me.
Right. Uh-huh. But how? I don't know how.
Now.
Huh?
I have to call Esther now.
How could she wear on the road,
What's our calling card number? I'll call Esther now.
What calling card number?
Esther's calling card.
What do you mean? Esther doesn't have a calling card.
Oh, yeah, whatever. We can call a certain time.
I know what you mean.
She told me yesterday she sent her the calling card.
Oh, yeah, I sent Esther a calling card, but it's she has the number. She has it. I don't know. What do you need it for?
I want to call Esther now.
Oh, you want to call her a card?
Yeah.
Let me see. Maybe I wrote down the number here. You have a pen?
What? No. I have a telephone number.
I understand, but you need a whole bunch of numbers. You have to have a pen.
Oh.
You have a pen?
I could probably get one. 1 minute.
How fast can you get one? Get a pen. I don't know. I don't see the number here anyway. See it here. I don't know. I wrote it down someplace. I don't know where I wrote it. Maybe this is it. No. I went to get a pen, but I didn't put it on anyway. Oh, maybe this is it. Yeah, I have it.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you do like this. You dial
1-800-626
3998.
998, yeah.
And then you'll hear a voice tone. It'll say, put in your code number.
Yeah, so what is it?
It's 628.
925.
27.
89. 89, wow.
And then you'll hear a voice tone. It'll say, dial the number.
Okay.
dial your number that you're calling.
Yeah.
So you just dial her number.
783-8821.
I don't know what her number is. You want to know her number? Oh.
No, she gave it to me last night. I have it on.
Yeah. Okay, but I don't think that's a good idea that she should wait by the road. That's not a good
uh-huh.
idea. It's not a good idea she should wait by the road. Let her get her own ride home because she can't know when he's going to come and it's a sakana to wait. You have to wait on the 17.
Not really on the road. He's coming out on the highway.
Yeah.
On the road inside a camp, not in a bunkhouse or something. He'll go in.
He'll go into the into Monroe?
He told me he's passing Monroe anyway. It's on the way.
Yeah,
so.
It's out of the way, I just went to Monroe. It's out of the way. You have to, her bunker colony is fucking completely. And even to go into Monroe, to go off the highway to go into Monroe is out of the way. You can't be matriach somebody to do that. He's doing you a favor enough. He's taking you home. Don't be matriach him any further. You just tell her Tati says you should not do it.
Okay, so tell her to get
her
own ride.
Tell her to find her own ride or she take a bus so she can already find Eitzah. There's plenty of people in Satma town who are going in. She could start working on it today. She should be here tomorrow. Okay?
Okay.
She has any trouble, she should call me. But I don't want her to... Don't even ask this guy. It's not a nice thing to do.
Already, so
well,
you just
unask him. Tell him it's Sunday gate. You spoke to your father. And he said, right, if you sit next to this his daughter in the back, you put up a bag or a box or something in the middle.
Yeah.
That's no problem. And you just... I don't want him to pick up Esther. You know, you can matriach somebody. I can matriach somebody. It's not on the road. It's not a bunk calling right off the road. It took us an hour to find Esther's bunk calling once we were in Monroe. Took us an hour.
Okay.
It's a crock in a place. So tell Esther, forget about that. She should find her own way home. If she can't, she should call me.
Okay,
Demasio? So then we'll see you.
Should she just go home? She didn't call you?
What?
If she finds her,
she Yeah, if she finds her, let her come home. If she has any problem today, let her call me.
Okay.
All right, so you'll be home around 3:30, 4.
He said he'll leave 1 o'clock.
He's coming to Bar Pop.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, very good. Anything you'll take care of a few things when you come home? Maybe you have time.
Glasses broke today.
Your glasses broke? What happened?
You could just get a new handle. Someone said he may fix it. He has a whole kit over here. He said I should give it to him later. He said maybe you could fix it. If not, I'll just go to Mizzou. I'll get a new handle.
Uh-huh. Okay. Bring you all the parts home.
Yeah.
Okay, Demasio?
Okay.
Okay, so we'll see you, Mr. Shem, tomorrow, Mr. Shem, okay?
Where's the Vart?
The Vart is in Flatbush on East 17th Street. Yeah, a hole in the shul.
And the L'chaim is nice?
L'chaim is beautiful. We have pictures. They took pictures, huh?
Where is it? By their house?
Their house. Yeah, I'll tell you everything when you come home, Michelle.
Okay.
Okay? Thank you, sir. We're looking forward to seeing you.
Okay.
Be cool too. Bye-bye.